Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. It's a sale so nice, they do it twice a year. Save 50% site-wide on the world's best proteins, like legendary steaks, gourmet burgers, versatile chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code AUDIO when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. Now is the time to save big on everything you need to serve up mouth-watering flavor, like USDA-certified tender steaks, perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland and delivered right to your door. With unrivaled quality and variety, every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop now at OmahaSteaks.com and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
So what I'm going to be talking about today is what I might describe or could be described as mysterious deaths around the January 6th riots. Mm-hmm. And although I'm not entirely convinced that anything nefarious has gone on, because I tend to be quite skeptical. I'm a very cynical person, as you well know. And I tend to believe that with broad conspiracies, there's just too much that can go wrong and people are too stupid to get away with it. Mm. So I tend to be hesitant towards those explanations. However, there is a possible case here, but because we're talking about people who have died as well, I think that a certain amount of respect and decency is required in that, you know, if nothing nefarious has happened, families are dealing with the death of a loved one who was also involved in something that probably stained their reputation before they died. Yeah. It's not a particularly pleasant thing. And whoever they may be, I feel bad for them being caught in the middle of something mm-hmm. that was kind of out of their control, it seems. Mm. But anyway, with that all out of the way, let's talk about this most recent development. So the New York Post reports that Michael Strenger, the Senate security chief, on January 6th, dies before hearing. So the former Senate sergeant at arms who oversaw security during last year's Capitol insurrection has died. By the way, Washington and the New York Post here using the term insurrection, they've done so much good work, and I was really disappointed by that because it wasn't really that, was it?
That's a lie.
Yes, it is a lie, but the rest of the information I have verified to be true that I'm going to read out here, but it's just worth pointing out that that's very frustrating and disappointing from an otherwise good newspaper. One day before Tuesday's hearing to present new evidence, so he died a day before the hearing, so it's I'm going to get
that's
my tinfoil hat on.
Very significant timing.
Yes, Michael Strenger, who resigned a day after pro-Trump rioters easily stormed the Capitol during January 6, 2021, died on Monday morning, Politico reports. And it was only easily in some parts of it. In others, the police held out a pretty, it was like the Spartans in Thermopylae, in that they held this pass against a massive crowd of people.
Yeah, and a lot of the places they didn't exactly seem to be storming it. They seemed to be walking in through open doors.
Yes, and wandering around. In many cases, the police were moving the barriers out of the way for the people. Mm. And it's also worth mentioning on the insurrection point that most of the people weren't armed with firearms.
Yeah.
In a population of people who you would expect are some of the most armed people in the world, why did they not have any guns? They were using from the footage I've seen, mm-hmm. things like curtain poles and bricks and things like that, not firearms, which you would expect.
If the American people wanted to start an insurrection, they, of all people, would not go unarmed.
Mm-hmm. There's also the point that if you just took the Capitol building, it's not like the rest of the country doesn't carry on as normal. I mean, there's a lot more to carry out an insurrection than just walking into the Capitol and, you know, pottering about. I don't think that's how it works. But there we go. The Marine Corps veteran, 71, it is also worth bearing in mind, he was 71.
Yeah.
So that's not uncharacteristic for people to die at that age, particularly suddenly. So bear that in mind and make of it what you will. Spent 35 years in the Secret Service, which is significant, before joining the Senate as the Sergeant at Arms, Senate Sergeant at Arms team, sorry, in 2011. He was later appointed to the post in 2018. Former colleagues were notified of his death on Monday afternoon. A woman who answered the phone early on Tuesday at Stenger's home in Falls Church, Virginia, declined to comment when reached by the post, which, you know, you can't really be blamed, death of a relative. You don't want to be talking to a bunch of journalists about it. It's probably not the best time for it. So I don't think there's anything suspicious about that element of it. Apparently, she said, the family is not here. It's nobody's business, she said. It's nothing to do with Jan 6 at all. You know, I can certainly see why someone would respond that way.
Yeah,
but still.
Absolutely.
It carries on to say, Stenger stepped down after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell requested his resignation amid widespread criticism in the deadly attempted insurrection. There it is again, for goodness sake. House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving and Capitol Police Chief Steve Sund also resigned.
It wasn't even deadly because they were killing people as well.
Because they were killed by the
Well,
there
was Ashley Babbitt,
it.
Of course, who was shot by one of the security people. And then there were a few incidental
incidents.
Someone had a
heart attack. Someone got trampled, I think, after falling over.
And not a policeman, a member of the...
Yes.
Right.
And I think the policeman that did die, I think it was like an allergic reaction to bear spray or something like that.
Brian Sicknick?
Yes.
So calling it a deadly insurrection is another lie because...
Yes.
That implies... and is clearly intended to state that they went in there and killed people deliberately for political ends. None of those things are true.
Yes, and I will be talking about correcting the narrative in a second.
Sorry.
That's all right. No, it's fine. The New York Post points out, Stringer's death came one day before Tuesday's abruptly added Jan 6 panel hearing, during which an aide, a former White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows, will testify to present recently obtained evidence and receive witness testimony. So it's interesting that it was moved forward, and as it was moved forward, he dies the day before. I mean, I'm not saying something happened, but it's suspicious. So the Daily Mail points out here in this next article that the Senate Sergeant at Arms, who was in charge of the Capitol security, blamed professional agitators, which provides a bit of a motive, doesn't it?
It does.
For him to disappear.
And I think anyone who's actually looked through this closely will be likely to come to that kind of conclusion.
Yes. Well, there were people who we know for a fact were working for the FBI involved in the Capitol. That is a known fact.
Yes.
It's just the extent to which they agitated everything. And I would be inclined to believe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm disinclined to believe that they were there just to chill.
Yeah.
Right. If they're they're there to do something.
I actually spoke to a photographer on the ground on January 6th, and he walked me through in about a 4-hour conversation what was going on. And he seemed to think that there were just a handful of people pushing the crowd forward, and most people were just stood around kind of watching what was going on. There were lots of people also telling people not to do it. Alex Jones, for example, was one of them, but just regular people just like, what are you doing? Why are we doing this? We're not left-wingers. We don't riot. We support law and order.
No Antifa.
Yeah, exactly. So there is lots of cause to be suspicious because it is out of character for, you know, Trump supporters who normally care about
law and order.
Yes, respecting the police as well. This is, you know, after the 2020
ACAB signs at this protest.
This was after the 2020 mostly peaceful summer of love that Black Lives Matter nearly burned down America. But yes, apparently Stenger told the Senate Homeland Security Committee that there was a role of professional agitators that needed investigation. And this investigation hasn't really gone on as far as I'm aware. And seems suspicious to me that he's just like, well, it seems like there were professional agitators. Were they in the FBI? Were they in the CIA? And then mysteriously he dies. I mean, after talking about Julian Assange recently and the attempted the plan to assassinate him, It doesn't seem too unfeasible, does it?
Yeah.
But yes, it's worth drawing attention to some of the work that I've done on this. I'm not just talking out of my behind. Mm. I put in a lot of work in understanding what happened in January 6th. And here, 10,000
views.
Yes. Here we have a timeline that me and Hugo did the morning after January 6th, titled The Capitol Building Takeover Timeline. And we established events that occurred on that day down to the minute that they happened. And I'm incredibly proud of this work.
And I just want to say, so I hadn't started at the Lotus Eaters yet, but I still think this is the best investigative work that the Lotus Eaters has done to date.
Thank you very much.
It's a really good piece of work. And in January this year, I was saying, well, at end of December last year, I was saying that we should try and turn this into an animated map that can be shared on social media nice and quickly so people can actually get there. Mm-hmm. Sadly, we didn't have the manpower to do that at the time. But if you're out there, if you want to take this and bring it to better attention, maybe Jan 6th next year or another time, then I think that could do some real good just to get the truth out there, because this is genuinely good work.
Thank you. It is also worth pointing out that I don't think there's any timeline of its kind out there on the internet as far as I've seen. It might be possible. I haven't been through the entire internet, believe it or not. But it's also worth pointing out that a lot of the things we wrote, we didn't have to subsequently correct, because you know, we actually went through and reported on things that we could actually factually establish,
and
like
you had proper
journalists rather than a lot of the mainstream media that made up loads of nonsense, like the guy who died by having a fire extinguisher thrown at his head and stuff like that. Wasn't true. We didn't see any evidence of it, therefore we didn't report it. And funnily enough, our reporting stood the test of time, even though we did it the morning afterwards, and these journalists were reporting weeks and weeks afterwards. So yes, it's also worth pointing out that I have this that has the photos from that photographer who was there for both the January the 5th and 6th, and he photographed all sorts of different things. So I looked at all of the various causes. They were saying it was an insurrection, they were like Chinese Americans against communism, things like that. There are lots of displays of patriotism and just admiring the building, the the sort of temple to democracy that the Capitol is.
Sniper stationed on the balcony of the Capitol to overlook the crowd. Goodness me.
And there are photos here from the rear entrance. If you could go back up, John, you could see that person wearing that helmet there. That is the helmet of Officer Sicknick.
Wow.
Who got bear sprayed. And we do have photographs of him before he died. And I believe afterwards as well. I think he died in hospital, but before he collapsed. And this, I believe, is his helmet that was taken off. I think he took it off because it got covered in bear spray or whatever. And you have one of the crowd there wearing the helmet and flipping off the Capitol Police that are veiled in darkness in that hallway that they held out for quite some time, actually. And if you actually want an accurate picture of what happened, go through these photos and you'll get a feel for what actually went on. I've had them all explained to me in tedious detail, so I tried to contextualize them as best I can and picked out the best ones to display what happened.
Yeah, but like all of the information is there, from visual media, photographs, to the timeline itself, that if you can, if someone out there could put that together on a map, it would
That'd be great,
amazing.
But it is also worth mentioning that the difference in response in this rear entrance to the Capitol, they held out pretty valiantly in that there was a handful of people holding off a massive crowd, and they didn't give up. There are photos of them leaning against the wall, clearly exhausted. You can read the body language then. They're knackered. And you contrast that with the people who let them through, and you've got to wonder, well, what was the plan here for defending the Capitol? Some of the people in these photos.
Dressed in black block, that's interesting.
Some of the people as well, when the arrests happened, I recognised some of the people from the photos here.
Wow, that's amazing.
But yes, I implore you to check these out. And if you want to find them on the website, I think the best way to do it is find the weekend segments page that will go up this weekend,
which will be linked in the YouTube description.
Yes, and you'll be able to find the reading list, and you can find these articles there, or you can just do a Google search of the titles. But anyway, I thought that'd be worth bringing attention to, just so you know that I know what I'm talking about. And it's also worth pointing out that four of the officers who responded to the US Capitol attacks have died by suicide as well. So this
is state-assisted or otherwise?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? It's when this is now five people that have died that were defending the capital, one's got to ask some questions.
Yeah, but I'm not asking them.
Yeah.
I'm keeping stum.
It's also worth mentioning, I'm not suicidal.
Yeah. I love my life, guys.
Yes. Please don't kill me.
No.
But yes. So when this was actually going on and all of these officers were committing suicide, I presume that they were police and likely supported Trump, and particularly because of the more recent, mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots in the summer of 2020. Mm-hmm. And they were being downplayed by the Democrats, and therefore the natural place for police officers would be to support the Republicans and Trump, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because, you know, they're not going to be very receptive to the Democrats posturing, oh, it's just, you know, mostly peaceful, that sort of thing. Mm. Oh, it's, you know, it's reasonable, this breakdown of law and order. To a police officer, I think that would be very egregious. So I assumed that the number of suicides was due to like an irreconcilable conflict between their role in defending the Capitol and their support for Trump and the Republican Party. And I thought that maybe they've got depressed from something like that.
There's also something you've got to point out, which is that every eyewitness who was actually present there is being gaslit on an industrial scale by the entire American media.
That's true, yes.
So that's also something that plays mm-hmm. into that, I think.
However, that initial interpretation, now more evidence is piling up. Now I'm more familiar with how low the intelligence agencies are willing to stoop. I wouldn't be surprised if perhaps they knew something. I don't mm-hmm. know. This is obviously speculative. I don't know for certain. Mm. But it's very suspicious. This is five people that have died around this, and there weren't that many. This is a significant number of them. Mm. And it is also worth pointing out, to support my initial interpretation of it, is this article here from one of the Capitol police officers. Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilano Gonnell says, "Our own president set us up." He was actually injured in it, and he says that Trump betrayed him. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of the thing that I thought might have been going on in their minds before they actually said so. Uh-huh. So it says, "Our own president set us up," Gonnell said in an interview with the Huffington Post. "I just feel betrayed. The president should be doing everything possible to help us, and he didn't do it. He wanted to lead the mob and wanted to lead the crowd himself. He wanted to be a tyrant." I'm not too sure about that last part.
I mean, I don't see any photos of Trump leading the charge, I must say.
Yeah, he was kind of not there, wasn't he?
No, he said, and the infamous line, what was it, peacefully and...
Yes, he mentioned many times to be peaceful, and that's not really the words of someone inciting an insurrection.
Ah, but stochastic terrorism, he knew what he was doing.
It goes on to say, Trump knew his supporters were armed with weapons before he urged them to march on the Capitol the day of the attack.
Just weapons.
Yeah, and... specific wording, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're being slimy. An aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows testified during Tuesday's hearing. Trump also got into a physical altercation with a Secret Service agent after he was told he could not go to the Capitol himself, according to testimony.
According to testimony. Okay, let's hear this testimony.
What testimony?
They just made it up, did they?
Well, maybe. Probably. Mm. And I wanted to end, after drawing attention to this, on something that's a little bit ridiculous, to lift our spirits, because the idea of either a bunch of people dying after being disgraced for doing their job, more or less, is pretty grim, or, you know, the idea that the intelligence agency killed them for knowing too much mm-hmm. is pretty grim. So let's lift our spirits with something a bit ridiculous. Trump wanted to join the Capitol riot, tried to grab limo steering wheel, aide says.
Was he planning to drive it up the steps that crashed through the front doors in the limo?
He presses a button and wings come out the side. No, this is so ridiculous. And the fact that this is coming out, what, 2 years later?
Year and a half, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Come on. Did this happen, or is this just trying to further smear Trump than they already have? So I'm going to read a small amount from this article. Donald Trump tried to grab the steering wheel of his presidential limousine on January 6, 2021, when his security detail declined to take him to the US Capitol, where his supporters were rioting, a former aide testified on Tuesday. The then president dismissed concerns that some supporters gathered for his fiery speech outside the White House that day carried AR-15 style rifles. There they are, talking about AR-15s again, like they're the only gun that ever existed.
Not AR-15s, just AR-15 style. Oh my God. Wow. Oh God. Yeah, just carry on.
You mean just rifles?
Yeah.
Instead, asking security to stop screening attendees with metal detecting magnetometers. Okay.
Yeah.
Leave it to the
well, the idea is like you have a magnet or something. Mm-hmm. Isn't there a metal? Beep. Oh, yeah, there is. Mm-hmm. It's very simple.
Yeah. So the crowd would look larger, the aide testified. Mm-hmm. But it goes on to say that Trump wasn't worried because they were there for him, so they weren't going to shoot him, so he didn't really care that much about the guns, which is actually a good point.
Like, yeah.
And also, I think the worst place to assassinate Trump would be a massive rally full of his supporters. So yeah. You're not getting out of there, are you?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
So yeah, it's the whole thing is ridiculous about this steering wheel story. But yes, I wanted to draw attention to this because I don't think many people in the mainstream media are going to draw attention to it, other than the fact that it's a bit weird that this guy died a day before testimony was about to start, which had been pushed forward in the first place. And then on top of the four people who committed suicide and the weird mixed response of the Capitol Police, some holding out for their dear lives, although that's hyperbolic. Yeah. And then you have the other police who were kind of escorting people around, kind of jaded, just like, oh, please, sir, can you put down that podium? Stuff like that. I mean, it seems to me that there's room for speculation, mm-hmm. if I'm to be reasonable. Like, yeah, I'm not willing to accept the official narrative necessarily. However, you know, some skepticism all round is always warranted.
Yep.
But yeah, there are suspicious things going on here. And I hope that you know, have gained something out of me talking about it. And I'd like to hear actually what your interpretation of events is now I've given you the information, because I'm pretty skeptical of most things, so don't take my skepticism to mean that I don't think the government is capable of insidious things. I know that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thank you for watching.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching that segment from the podcast Lotus Eaters. If you enjoyed that and want to find more, you can sign up to become a member on our website and access our premium content, like this recent premium hangout where Carl and John talked about the conversation that was had with Google's sentient AI. If you're interested in finding Carl on social media, you can find him on Getter at Carl Benjamin. Thank you and goodbye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.